October 21, 1932, the creature, heaven studded with stars. Creation is enclosed in the creature. How the practice of good forms the life of the good in the creature. Sign if Jesus resides in the soul. I am always prey of the divine fiat. It awaits me in all created things in order to double the love that it had in creating so many things for me. It seems that the divine volition yearns with love for its beloved creature, in order to be able to find the little support of love on which to lean its great love. So the heavens, the suns, the winds, are nothing other than insinuating and continuous calls in order to tell us, I have preceded you with my love, and you, never leave me without yours. But while I felt that everything called me to love my Creator, my beloved Jesus, surprising me, told me, my daughter, as I created a heaven, studded by stars, that extends over your head, so I created a heaven inside of you. And this heaven is your soul that extends everywhere. From the top of the head even to the bottom of the feet, there is no part of you where this heaven does not extend. So you have a heaven on the outside, and a heaven on the inside, even more beautiful. And everything that this heaven does by means of your nature, that is, if you think, speak, work, suffer, are nothing other than most refulgent stars that go adorning this heaven of your soul. The sun that shines inside of her is my will, the sea that flows is my grace, the wind is my sublime truths that form the flowered meadows of the most beautiful virtues. Creation is completely enclosed in the creature. It was neither of our wisdom, nor of our powerful love, to create creation on the outside of the creature, while of the inside, the vital and substantial part of her, to be without heaven, stars, and suns. No, no. When we do a work, we fill the inside and outside of our works, and with our own life, but so much, that there would not be even a particle of her being that would not feel our life and the strength of our creative works. Therefore, we love the creature so much because of our work, and we leave our life in her in order to conserve what we have done. This is why when one does not feel in himself the life of my divine will, it means that he knows it theoretically, but not in practice, because when one knows a good and practices it, it has the virtue of forming the substance of the life of the good that he knows. Otherwise, he would remain without practice, like a painted picture that, having no life, does not have the virtue of forming its life in one who looks at it. My will is life, our works are living works, not dead. And yet for one who does not know them, or does not seek to know them or put them in practice, they can be for him as works dead and without life. Therefore I await the creature to practice in order to realize, form and grow the life of my volition, to make our works alive for her. After this, I felt a fear, a doubt, if my sweet Jesus remained in my own soul, or he had withdrawn, leaving me alone and abandoned. Alas! What cruel thorn that stings and makes one feel the most pitiless death! But my always lovable Jesus, surprising me, told me, my daughter, do not fear. In order to reassure you, I want to tell you the sign of when I reside and when I depart. So, if the soul submits to my will, loves it, and gives it the prime place, it is a sign that I reside there because my presence has the virtue of keeping the human will submitted to mine. On the other hand, if she feels rebellious to my will, then it is a certain sign that I have withdrawn. Therefore, calm yourself and do not fear. Fiat.